FEMA started work in the morning in the counties of Buffalo, Trempealeau, Jackson, Wood, and Clark, five of the eight counties under a state of emergency. Wisconsin officials have asked FEMA inspectors to assess damage to bridges and roads. Lori Getter of Wisconsin Emergency Management says the state didn't ask that homes be inspected.
Because the majority of the homes, over 400, have had minor flooding, basically basement flooding, which doesn't really qualify for federal disaster assistance. We're very fortunate with the magnitude of the flooding in the last week or so that we only had 33 homes with major damage and 3 destroyed.
Getter says the number of damaged businesses was considered too low to qualify for federal assistance. FEMA spokeswoman Hannah Vick says inspectors may move beyond the initial 5 counties soon. Vick says it's up to the state to decide whether a county has been sufficiently assessed.
FEMA will absolutely go wherever the state or the local officials would like us to go, and we're going to look at any kind of damage that they would like us to look at.
Trempealeau County Emergency Management Director Dan Schreiner expects inspections in his area to last through Thursday morning. Trempealeau County officials estimate they've suffered over $4 million of infrastructure damage. Wisconsin officials estimate the entire state has more than $10 million in flood-related damage to its bridges and roads and other infrastructure. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.